Have you ever dreamed of being able to make more money, live a better life, and have the financial freedom that's rightfully yours? Well, now is your chance. With an engaging perspective and tone, your host Ryan Dement will guide you through your journey to financial freedom one step at a time. Let's get to it. Here is your host, Ryan Dement.
You know, when you have one of those weeks where you have serious highs and serious lows, and I'm not talking about a roller coaster. I've been on that one for about 10 days with our first property being sold on Baird Park. And we've had some challenges with the private inspector and what he is looking for in a couple items. And can you say that I've had some sleepless nights, to say the least? And whether you're an entrepreneur, a W-2 employee, when you're on one of those projects that is going to make or break your business, it is truly, truly excruciating at times, especially when you can't sleep at night because you're worried about this. And for me to worry about something to this extent is tough. I mean, everything else in my world stops because of it. And I just don't want to ever be here again. So once we get this thing to the finish line today, squared up, everybody's happy, I've got to change a bunch of stuff from one, my mindset, two, my business, and three, a way to protect ourselves to make sure this all works. Because everything is hinging on this deal. And why do we want to be in this type of position when we don't really need to be? There are a few other things under the hood that, you know, I'm trying to work out. But ultimately, my stomach has been doing flips for probably about 10 days now. And to say stress is high is an understatement, but also at the same time, I don't get why we continue to struggle with this aspect of the business, but then also getting this done. So it's off of everybody's plate because it's slowing down our other projects. It's slowing down other work. It's slowing down the development of the block. It's just getting crazy. And to get all this done, guys, and off my plate is the number one thing that I want to do. But to say that beyond push to my limits, yes. Am I so far down a rabbit hole that I can't make a shift? No. I think from a mindset aspect, because I can't control everything that's going on in the business from this aspect, because I can't. Everything depends on this. And this private inspector to come out and say everything is good, that I'm struggling because I don't get why we're not passing. We've asked the questions. We've done what he asked us to do. And now he says that we need to make additional adjustments. I don't know how to describe that other than pretty crappy, to say the least. But also, it's really disheartening that there's potentially, every time he comes out, it's a $175 trip charge that I'm having to pay. So far, he's been out three times. That's three times too many. And I don't get why. So enough of that, guys. I'm going to get off it, because if I dwell on it more, all it's going to do is just cause more trouble than it truly is worth. The last piece, guys, I wanted to talk about today on is just this. When you're down and out in business and personal life, whatever. And this is just me being me. And I'm just explaining. There is a higher being. It's God. Whether you believe that or not, I respect that. But also, it really focuses in on, you need to focus in on the positivity and the things that you're grateful for. Because if you're not, how are you supposed to get any more in life? How are you supposed to push forward? They say the most difficult times will bring out the best of times for you. And I truly believe that, one. But two, the other thing I believe we go through these situations for a reason, and we can learn from them and move forward. I have just been so worried that this deal isn't going to close. And we're doing everything in our power to make it close. And it just feels like that. I can tell you that there's things pushing against us to get us over the top. And we're doing whatever needs to be done, asking questions, following through, doing the things that need to be done just to close the deal. But if you're not pushing yourself and you're just, and I catch myself still doing this sometimes, and I'm just going to call myself out. I can't worry about it and then put my head in the sand and say it's going to be okay. That doesn't work. You can worry about it, but then you got to do something about it if you're going to worry about it. And I've been on the guys like there's no tomorrow to make sure that we're not missing anything, because we only get one more shot at this, and this is it. I'm anxious right now because he's coming this afternoon to do the final check. The borrower's already signed. We've already signed. We're ready to go and get this done. And all I want to do is turn the keys over to this borrower, give him a beautiful home, and move on to the next houses. That's what I'm trying to do. That's what I want to do. And I think I'm more disappointed in myself than anything. But the best way to describe it is I don't want other people to go through these problems and challenges alone. And the piece I can tell you is I know I'm not alone, but in a certain extent or a certain aspect, I am, because there's really nobody else that understands everything I'm going through, because it's me and Moose. Of course, I have my family, but I can only put so much on my family. I'm not going to stress them out about what's going on too. It's been somewhat of a lonely ride on this one, and making sure I keep it together, keep my head on straight. By all means, man, I got to sleep. I'm looking forward to sleep tonight. I really am looking forward to sleep tonight. That's really all I had this week, guys. I know it's going to be short, sweet, and it's just you guys, just me telling you guys what's going on, being transparent, but also at the same time, I'm being real, which being real also holds me accountable for what's going on and how I need to change things. So guys, I hope you have a good one. Stay safe, stay healthy. I'll see you guys on the other side.